Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast is a mixture of short podcasts based on the blogs we have and longer podcasts, which will be interviews or discussion topics. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? We talk about the Dunning-Kruger effect quite a bit here, and a lot of people have heard of it. But what actually is it? Justin Kruger and David Dunning are two social psychologists who examined the belief that people who lack ability in a certain skill aren't able to judge how good or bad they are at that skill. The skill could be anything, from logical reasoning to English grammar to humour or even diving. They tested it by running a series of studies asking people complete tasks and then grade themselves on how well they thought they scored and how that compared to others in the group. In all of the studies, the results came out the same. Those with the lowest ability graded themselves better than they actually did and believed they had scored above average marks compared to their classmates. This bit is fairly well known and quoted by a lot of people. However, at the other end of the scale, interesting things happened too. Those that did best on the tests generally scored themselves lower and rated their ability lower than they had actually done. Why did this happen? Kruger and Dunning suggested that it's because those without enough knowledge about a subject aren't skilled enough to be able to judge their ability, hence the title of the paper, Unskilled and Unaware of It. All of the tests they conducted were paper tests where the participants didn't know what the other people had written. We know that generally people try to do their best, so of course everyone will think they did okay. Those who did the worst didn't have the knowledge to know that they got questions wrong, so believed they got more questions correct, and couldn't recognise that they did poorly when asked to compare themselves to others in the group, so rated themselves higher than they actually were. In fact, most of the lowest scoring participants rated themselves above average. In one study, the highest and lowest scoring participants were given the papers of five other students to grade, and then asked to regrade and rate themselves. The lowest scoring participants kept their own grades and ratings similar, or even a little higher, than before they'd seen the five other papers. Similar to what I said above, this suggests they couldn't recognise that others had done better compared to themselves and believed they had done well themselves. However, the highest scoring participants did appear to see the difference. After scoring the five papers, they increased their perceived rating to much closer to their actual rating compared to the rest of the group, as they recognised that they had actually done better than they'd initially believed. Kruger and Dunning compared this to another cognitive bias, false consensus. In other words, most people believe that others know and believe what they know and believe. The people who did best on the tests assumed others would also do well. This assumption only changed when they got to see what some of the others had written. The top group had the knowledge and ability to judge how well the others had done, not as well as they themselves had done, so were able to revise their own estimate of how they had done. To prove Kruger and Dunning's theory, they ran a final study. This time, after the participants had taken the test, half of them would be trained, in other words, made more competent. They wanted to see if it made a difference, whether the people at the lowest end of the ability scale, the incompetent, would recognise their lack of competence after training, or whether they would still think they had done well. The final study was another logical reasoning study. As before, the group who had scored the lowest again rated themselves far higher in ability, but this time, after training, they were able to recognise that they had done poorly, and revised their ratings down considerably. In order to really understand our own ability, we need to understand what good looks like. We often talk about Mount Stupid. This is the point when people know enough to be dangerous. Let's face it, most people know they can't build a space rocket or do brain surgery. But when you know a little bit about something, it's easy to think you know more than you actually do. Brand new open water students might think diving looks easy, as they are already comfortable swimming, so how hard can it be? Another great example in diving would be divers who have around 50 to 100 dives. They're now at the point where they are comfortable in the water. They see others around them and have enough knowledge to judge that they are better than some, not as good as others. But they don't have enough experience to really compare themselves to others. As a result, they often believe they are better than they actually are. On the other hand, a diver who has several thousand dives and has dived in different locations with lots of different people may not recognise they are as good as they actually are, because they will compare themselves to everyone they have dived with. They may not be as used to diving in cold water with a dry suit, for example, or in overhead environments. because they compare themselves to those who do it on a regular basis, they may believe that they aren't as good overall. They may not realise that the cold water expert, or the overhead expert, actually has less experience in other environments, and that overall they are more competent. We will move up and down the scale of competence as we learn. The only way to truly improve is by continuous learning and accepting that we can't all be above average on everything. The diver who recognises that and accepts that they aren't the best will always be safer than the egotistical person who believes they can do no wrong. As Kruger and Dunning have shown, it's very difficult to rate our own abilities. If we can stay humble and keep learning, we increase our chances of surviving. We'll also by default improve, and that's never a bad thing. For more about the stages of learning, check out the blog linked in the show notes. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, The Book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.